That's lovely. Yeah, I've read some of her other poems, and I've read at least one of her. Well, I've read one chapter book by her, and at least one picture book as well. But she's a really wonderful writer.
Can I share another poem?
Sure,
It's
of course.
this poem that in kindergarten we had to memorize it, and also we had to for kindergarten, first grade, second grade. So I'm just gonna look it up. Okay. It won't come up. It keeps coming up with some sort of song, but I'll just say what I can remember. Keep a poem in your pocket and a picture in your head, and you'll never feel lonely at night when you're in bed. The somethings will be dancing, the something will be dumb something, and it'll bring you a dozen dreams tonight. Keep a picture in your pocket and a poem in your head, and you'll never feel lonely at night when you're in bed. I hardly remember it. I will try again next time.
Yeah, maybe you can read that one in time for Poem in Your Pocket Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun day where you're encouraged to carry around pocket-sized poems to share with people. I can share one that's a pocket-sized poem that's also about animals, so it's in keeping with the earlier theme. This one's called The Parakeets by Alberto Blanco, and I also found this on poets.org. They talk all day, and when it starts to get dark, they lower their voices to converse with their own shadows and with the silence. They are like everybody, the parakeets, all day chatter and at night bad dreams. With their gold rings on their clever faces, brilliant feathers, and the heart restless with speech, they are like everybody, the parakeets. The ones that talk best have separate cages. Yeah, there's a whole section I found on poets.org that's animals poems for kids. So it's all poems that have animals in them. So there's like the William Blake poem that goes Tiger, Tiger, Burning Bright, and Lewis Carroll's The Crocodile, and Robert Graves' The Caterpillar. It's a fun poems. But anyways, before we go, I want to remind our listeners that this coming week we have a special program at the library where an author named Mamle Wolo is coming all the way from Ghana to be at the library to talk about her upcoming book that's called The Kaya Girl. And so she's going to have a live reading from the book and then discuss the book and answer questions. So everyone's welcome to come to that event. It's at the library on Monday, April 11th from 5 to 6 p.m. in our community room. And you don't have to register, you can just stop on by. And the book's not out yet, so she won't have books available for purchase, but she will have book plates that she can sign so that if you decide you want to buy the book down the line, you can always put a book plate in it that'll be personalized to you. Or if you just want a signed book plate, you can put it wherever you want. You can put it on your notebook or on your forehead, you know, whatever. Wear it like a nameplate.
Whatever floats your boat.
So yeah, that's a Mamle Wolo author talk on Monday, April 11th from 5 to 6 at the Hudson Area Library at 51 North 5th Street in Hudson, New York. And The Kaya Girl sounds like a really good book. I'll read the description. I read it on last week's show too, but it'll be a little reminder. In a bustling market in Ghana's capital city, the lives of two very different girls collide. Neither of them will ever be the same. Abina is spending her summer vacation working at her auntie's shop in Makola Market, a place she and her wealthy friends would typically never go. She would sooner be found at the mall. Faiza is a Muslim migrant worker from the north who makes her living in the market as a porter, carrying goods in a bowl balanced on her head. When the two girls meet, they forge an unlikely and powerful friendship. So different in their experiences, each opens the door to an unseen world for the other and is forever changed by what they discover. Played out against an eye-opening backdrop of wealth and poverty, the story of these two teenagers vibrates with unforgettable characters crossing the chasms of difference that divide us and celebrating the deeper truths that bring the best of friends together. So that's The Kaya Girl by Mamle Wolo. It's geared towards ages 8 to 12. And it sounds like a really good book. I'm excited to read it.
I wish that I could be at the reading, but I'll be at dance class.
That's okay. You can be there in spirit. You can do a little pirouette and think of us.
My class is at ballet. Sadly, it's modern. Well, not
You can
sadly,
do
I
a
love ballet.
modern pirouette.
I'll do a helicopter and think of you guys.
Okay, cool. That sounds like a deal.
They're really fun to do. You like go on the floor and then you swing your leg back and forth and then you spin in a ball and then go back out to stop yourself. It's really fun. It's hard, but it's fun.
It's exactly how a helicopter works. But I don't actually think that's true. But anyway. Oh, I forgot to mention the event at the library is a collaboration with Hudson Little Free Libraries. So we're really happy to be working with them to bring this author to Hudson. Hooray. I look forward to reading that book and talking about it on the radio. But anyways, we're just about out of time for today, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading.
Happy reading, all of you.
Happy reading, everybody. I'm a power. I'm up in this joint. Not a liar, but sure in a vulture. Don't swallow that, cause I'm in the culture. I'm not a liar, but I'm not a liar, but they rich like an ostrich. Love and albatross hanging by my neck. Drink a sparrow, love is food you can peck. Good in turkey, swift like a whale. Can't pigeonhole a mep it like a zoo's tail. We are my love. Swan gutting with the flow. Free out my love.
If you're a bird, be an early bird and catch the worm for your breakfast late. If you're a bird, be an early, early bird. But if you're a worm, sleep late. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Shersha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with Music for the Masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC Afternoon Show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish Show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Accra on 90.7 WGXC. This is Tumro in Accra with the WGXC Renewable Weather Report from your solar-powered community radio station. Sunday, it may be chilly, but there'll be lots of opportunities for renewable energy. As the sun will be back out, there's only a 20% chance of rain. Partly sunny skies are forecast. It's also going to be windy, with a northwest wind from 13 to 17 miles per hour. That 20% chance of precipitation mostly is probably in the form of rain, but after 5 p.m., there might be snow showers. Sunday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 29 and a northwest wind from 13 to 16 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. Then Monday should be mostly sunny, good for the solar panels, with a high near 52 and a northwest wind 5 to 8 miles per hour for the windmills. Monday night, there's a 50% chance of rain with cloudy skies and a low around 42. Tuesday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 2 p.m. Then it turns mostly sunny with a high of 56 and a low around 38. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Radio for open ears.
Welcome.
Hi, people.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Accra, Catskill, and Hudson. That song was Love Song by Rihanna. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We'll kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant.
Joshua Solomon is reporting for the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul announced April 7th a deal had been reached on the state's $220 billion budget 1 week past deadline. The governor told reporters at the Capitol, and I quote, "The long-awaited day has arrived," end quote. This is her first budget negotiation since taking office in August. The spending plan is supported by federal post-pandemic aid and designed to help the state move beyond the two-year health crisis. With that in mind, Hochul said 15% of state funding will be kept in reserve, up from 4%. The governor said under the agreement reached, judges would have greater discretion to impose bail for gun charges that were previously subject to release, though additional details were not immediately available. She said a new ethics enforcement body, the Commission on Ethics and Lobbying in Government, will replace the embattled State Joint Commission on Public Ethics. The commission members will still be selected by elected officials, though the list of nominees will be vetted by a panel of law school deans. Good government groups have criticized that arrangement as insufficient to achieve genuine independence. Key items of the budget agreed to earlier in the day included allowing takeout cocktails and suspending the state gas tax. A suspension of the gas tax will go into effect from June to the end of the year. It would strike the state's sales and use tax on gas and allow local governments to suspend their share of the tax. The governor said the state will invest $32.8 billion in infrastructure over the next 5 years, a plan that represents a 40% increase over the previous five-year plan. The budget also includes an accelerated tax cut for middle-class families and small businesses, pay increases for health care workers, and tuition aid for part-time students. Read the full story in the Times Union. Heather Bellow is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Great Barrington and Sheffield expect to be the first municipal police departments in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, to have body-worn cameras for all officers before the end of the year. Massachusetts State Police are already using them. The cameras are paid for by grants awarded by the Massachusetts Executive Office of Public Safety and Security, which is promoting use of body cams for police officers. The towns will have to contribute some funds for related costs. Police chiefs from both towns said a letter of support from their union was required for the funding. Both said it was their officers who pushed for the technology. Great Barrington Police Chief Paul Storty said, and I quote, "I think it's better for both the police and the public. It protects the public in case we do anything wrong, and protects officers who are accused of doing something wrong," end quote. Both Sorty and Sheffield Police Chief Eric Munson III said it will also help them train new officers and review policies. The Sheffield Department cruisers have had dashboard cameras for about 8 years. Criminal justice reformers have encouraged the use of cameras as a way to increase accountability and transparency. The issue gained attention in the Berkshires last week after a Pittsfield police officer shot and killed a man who had a knife and had allegedly advanced on the officers, according to the Berkshire District Attorney's Office. The Pittsfield department currently does not have body cameras, and some in the community have called for their use. Read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. An underground industrial fire at the Lafarge Holcomb cement plant in Robina late April 3rd brought out more than a dozen agencies but resulted in no injuries. Both the Robina and Coyman's Fire Department responded to the call at the cement plant on Route 9W. According to a statement released by the Village of Robina Fire Department, and I quote, "It was determined that the industrial fire was located in a lengthy underground tunnel. Crews started the physically demanding task of reaching the fire and started extinguishing the fire," end quote. According to Lafarge plant officials, the fire started in equipment located in an underground tunnel. Officials said, and I quote, "The cause of the incident and the extent of the damage remain under review, and the plant continues to operate as normal," end quote. More than a dozen fire, rescue, and other agencies assisted at the scene. The Lafarge fire was the second that night.
The call coming in 30 minutes after firefighters finished battling a residential structure fire in the village. Robina Fire officials said, and I quote, after all was said and done, there was a lot of sweat and sore muscles, followed by even more holes to clean up. But we are happy to state that there were no major injuries, end quote. Read the full story at The Upstarter. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, April 8th. Earlier this morning, the temperature ranges from 41 degrees in Durham to 47 in Hammertown. Soil temperature is around 45 degrees. A little lingering rain trails off by 8 a.m. A high of 60 happens at 4 p.m. Chances of light rain return this afternoon around 6 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 41 degrees and rain continues. Saturday, rain gets stronger with chances of thunder and a high of 55. Overnight, 34 degrees and dry conditions takes us into a Sunday with a dry morning, possibly moist afternoon, and a high of 50 degrees. Monday is looking dry with a high of 60. Pollen levels will be low today and for this weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 2:21 a.m., high tide at 8:39 a.m., low tide again at 3:55 p.m., and high tide once again at 9:41 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 45 degrees. Sunset today will be at 7:13 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:22 a.m. Looking way up, we see another coronal mass ejection swung wide, avoiding any major interactions with our planet yesterday. Mid-latitude coronal holes are releasing plasma streams due to arrive on Monday. Solar wind speed is currently 378 kilometers per second at 6.3 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 61. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
All right, so,
Femi, today,
you know,
I am your host, DJ Ricky, and I am here with
your sound engineer, DJ Sean Money.
And we got a couple guests up in the spot today.
All right.
First, we got one of the littles at the clubhouse. Her name is
Alana.
All right. Right next to Alana, we got her little friend. Come introduce yourself.
Don't want to introduce yourself.
No.
Never. Don't want to
introduce
yourself. Okay,
Natalia.
Okay.
Right on my left, we got, you know, the funniest female alive.
Type of clown.
Adriana.
Uh-huh. And then in the corner, just spectating for today, we got Gregory Harold Thomas.
Nah, that's crazy. The gov is crazy. That's mad fleas. The gov is crazy.
All right. All right. Femi, how y'all feeling today?
Okay.
Okay, that's it? You just feel okay. Like, you don't got no, like, upbeat vibe. You don't got nothing to plan to do. You feel me?
Word.
So.
Oh, no. I'm having a sleepover.
Look, I'm going to
tell you. Hey, okay, okay. Y'all making a fort and all that?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I wish I was still that young.
Right? So young and innocent.
Facts.
Times hit different.
On today's show, we're going to have a series of little fun games to play. Y'all can pick what we play first. We got Would You Rather. We got Two Truths and a Lie. And we got Never Have I Ever. So, which one y'all want to play first? Would You Rather? All right.
Would You Rather?
Corona.
Bruh. All right, bro.
All right. Chad.
All right.
So, who
want to
ask the first
yeah,
question?
Yeah, you ask first.
Right. This one is kind of like.
Go.
You going. All right. Just listen. All right. Would you rather be stuck underwater for 5 minutes or be stuck in a burning house for 5 minutes.
Stuck in a burning house for 5 minutes.
Burning house, too.
Burning house. Yeah, we could all answer. We could all answer. And more than, like, just, like, three of us here.
What do you think?
Hold on, hold on. I got you. Y'all see that mic? Well, look, yeah, move that a little bit. Because that's, like, the longest mic we got. All right, I got you. All right. So, talk real quick. Yeah.
I would be stuck in a burning house.
Burning house.
Valley, you? Come on, talk. You got the mic. Nah, you got the mic. Greg, now go talk.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Come on, you talk.
Would you rather be in a burning house for 5 minutes or underwater for 5 minutes?
Burning house.
Might not even work, Shahi.
Nah, I mean, I'm pretty sure DJ Sean Money. Nah, you good. That might work. But
all right. Oh wait, I gotta go too. I'm gonna be different from y'all and say I'd rather be underwater. But look, y'all didn't even think about what I. Wow, you tried to violate. Say that. Say what you said again.
I said, can you hold your breath for 5 minutes?
Oh, I thought you said you could barely run for 5 minutes.
I'm not gonna lie, I can't hold my breath for 5 minutes.
All right, but look, I didn't specify. Just because you underwater don't mean you don't got no life vest, no.
You take right?
Not a life vest, but like no oxygen tank, you know. All right, but anyways, it was y'all choice. All right, y'all all answered right, Shahi?
Yeah.
Next question. All right. Am I going to, like, we all going to ask all the questions?
Yeah, you have them.
Would you rather sit in a bath full of lotion?
A bath full of lotion is type weird. I'm not gonna lie. A bath full of lotion
that
is crazy.
Mad weird.
Look, that's random.
It's supposed to be random questions.
Oh, yeah, go.
Okay. Off the dome.
I go.
Rather sit in a bath full of lotion. Or sit in a bath full of Vaseline.
Lotion.
Okay. Wait, why? Why lotion?
I don't like the texture of Vaseline.
Okay.
Really?
Valid.
Lotion.
Natalia.
Lotion.
Okay.
I'm gonna say, if it's lotion or Vaseline, I'm gonna say Vaseline. I'm gonna say lotion.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna say lotion too.
Vaseline would take feel
Vaseline
weird.
Vaseline gonna feel weird.
Yeah. Vaseline gonna feel OD weird. I'm not gonna hold
okay.
you.
Would you rather be able to eat whatever you want but only drink water, or be able to drink whatever you want but only eat vegetables?
Only drink water.
Wait.
Because why would I only want to eat vegetables?
So,
only drink water.
Drink water.
So you can only drink. Wait, I need to say that again.
All right. Would you rather only be able to drink? Would you rather be able to eat any food that you want to, but only be able to drink water, or be able to drink whatever you want to, but only eat vegetables?
Be able to drink water and only eat vegetables. Okay, look. The way I am, bro, I'm an athlete. I'm an athlete, right? So I'm always going to want to be healthy. So that sounds like the healthy option to me.
I mean, for some reason, I understand why people would want to drink anything they want, because sometimes some foods just don't taste good with water. Like, you have to have it with some type of
right.
juice or soda.
But yeah. but then you got those people that are just used to water. Like, that's all they drink.
Nah, but look, waffles and water sound crazy, right?
Nah, right. OD, I'm not going to lie.
Waffles and bacon with some...
It's not really a would you rather, but is pancakes or waffles? Like, which one?
Pancakes.
Waffles.
Waffles any day. What?
Okay, they're just like, pancakes. They don't get as soggy. Exactly.
Bro, you're picking pancake. You're picking waffles over pancakes?
Yes, absolutely, any day.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know if I can trust y'all people in this room. I'm not gonna lie. Look. No racial. Watermelon or chicken?
Chicken.
Do y'all think, right?
First of all, how you gonna ask a question on a couple questions? All right. I think. But, I think for me, I'd rather have chicken.
Really?
Chicken over watermelon.
Okay, but like, like watermelon, it's something you like normally only eat in the summer. Chicken is like just an overall like food.
Are you talking right?
Yeah, probably chicken.
Okay, so y'all all agree on chicken basically?
Alright. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Would you rather find out that 5 years of your life has been a dream and they ain't been yours? Or find out the past 5 years you've been adopted?
He said, would you rather... Hold on. He said, would you rather find out that the last 5 years of your life were all a dream and it wasn't, like, real, right?
Yeah.
Or the last 5 years you've been adopted.
And your family hated you. They didn't want to tell you.
But the thing is, I've been with my family for more than the last 5 years. But I think, personally, I would rather, like, realize that 5 years of my life was a dream. Because if I'm adopted, that's just going to be sad. Like, I ain't going to mess with my family like that no more.
Really?
You're not going to see me at no cookouts. You're going to see me in my room with the lights off.
You're going to be
just sitting there.
You're going to be in moods.
Yep. Adriano, you listen to the question. All right, hold on. Hold on. All technical right. difficulties. Hold on. Shahi, talk
about right, all right, so it was basically, would you rather find out the past 5 years, right, was a dream and none of it was real, or the past 5 years or however more years you've been with your family, or I'm going to keep it like the past 5 years, you with your family, they're adopted. Like, you're adopted.
Adopted. Because a lot of shit happened in the last 5 years. A lot of growth.
You're right. That's and most so definitely a fact.
And the growth, right? Like, why would I want it to all go away like that?
Nah, you're most definitely right. What about you, Alana? So the last 5 years of your life was a dream.
Yeah.
Or you found out you're adopted?
Finding you're adopted is hard. So, maybe, like, a dream?
All right.
Natalia, what you think?
Oh, no, Natalia.
Finding out that I was adopted.
Really?
Wait. Bro, that's hard to take. Though?
Nah, but why?
Yeah, but why, though?
That's my question. That's just sad. You got a mic? You got a mic in your hand?
You got a mic? Right there.
You got a mic? Natalia, come on, speak.
I don't know why, bro.
You don't know why?
I don't know why. It's just, I'm thinking.
Okay, I can mess with it.
All right, I guess.
So, Alana, what did you choose?
I picked the dream one because that's hard.
It would definitely be hard. What's some good ones? Okay, what's the next game you got? Host.
All right, bro. Relax.
I'm just asking, bro.
I got one.
Oh, okay, Alana. Okay. What you got?
So, would you rather have no hands, or would you rather have no legs?
No hands or no legs. I'm gonna say no hands because I could at least still walk.
Okay, wait. No hands? Like, am I gonna have like little nubs or like?
No, not for real. You're just not gonna have nubs, like.
So I'm just not gonna have no, because you said no hands. You didn't say no arms.
You can have stubs.
Okay, so all right, bet. So could I have like prosthetics, like replacements?
She didn't go that much into depth. I think you can have prosthetics.
All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna say no hands.
Yeah, no hands for me too.
All right. Would you rather be forced to eat fish for the rest of your life from now on to this point, or would you? or would you rather only eat eggs that aren't boiled? Would you rather only eat fish
for
the rest of your life?
Right.
Or you're only able to eat boiled eggs?
I'm gonna have to leave this one and no comment because I hate fish and I hate hard boiled eggs. So I'm backing out right now. All right.
Probably. Well,
she's scary.
Yeah, most definitely. Definitely scary.
What'd you think?
Me? I can go. All right. Only be able to eat boiled eggs or only
fish
be able
for the rest of your life.
Fish. Ah.
I mean, like, when I say fish, I mean, like, all types of fish, like sushi.
Oh, actually.
Then fish.
Like all types of fish.
Jack and a crab is a type of fish.
No, no. A crab is not no all type right, of fish, right, Gangy.
All right. I'm going to go with fish because at least I can have different varieties with eggs.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Ain't no changing the flavor of eggs unless you add crazy seasonings, and nobody got time for that.
You type,
so,
right?
I mean, I just rather have the variety over the... One egg. Although fish is definitely more expensive, though.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, that can be really
all right, well, look, I got a good one. I got a good one. All right. Would you rather... Y'all all had crab at least once in your life, right?
Yeah. I don't think I had... Yeah,
Lucas
yeah.
hasn't, though.
Yeah, probably not. Oh, that's type fleas. We type forgot about little man.
He said he was just watching, so...
All right.
He all hasn't, right. though.
But, Yeah, Lucas is here with us too.
I don't think I have either.
He wasn't eating.
All right, so
yeah, would you rather? Don't need to put me in the glass.
Would you rather eat only crab for the next week, or only be able to eat one meal a day for 2 weeks? No, for 1 week. Would you rather be able to eat only crab for a week, or only be able to eat? Wait, no.
Yeah.
Only crab for 1 week. Or only be able to eat one meal for a whole week. I mean, one meal can be any size portion, but you don't need to eat so much.
I'm going to say crab.
Crab
for a week.
I'm going to say crab.
And you know? Only crab. All right. Dahlia, you? Only crab. All right. Back. Okay, Natalia. From here on out, I need to know: are you gonna be speaking on mic 4? Or are you gonna be speaking in that mic, mic three or
bro,
mic 4?
No,
mic 3 or mic 4. That mic off right now, but mic 3 or mic 4. Put up a number. 4, 3, 4, 3. Back. So you gonna be speaking through her mic? All right. So let's see. You had other games in mind, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to save them for the second half, but...
All right,
I got like a question or two left. All right, would you rather have to live your life with having to wear a mask for the rest of your life? Or live the rest of your life with a severe cold. Only be able to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask everywhere you are for the rest of your life.
In your house?
Or live with a cold.
Like in your house?
Yeah.
Yes. Or live with a cold for the rest of your life.
Okay, I'm not going to lie.
Bad cold, you sneezing, coughing, all that.
No comment.
You have to
pick
one.
I'm
not picking one.
Pick one or get out. No, I'm
playing. No.
I cannot pick.
Okay, look. I'm going to think of it like this, right? So, I'm going to pick with a mask. The reason why I'm going to pick with a mask is think about it. Think of how much air and breath that you're gaining. Like, think of how, like, that's better in your lungs.
Okay, but it's not like you're going to use it because you always have the mask on.
No, but the thing is, like, you know, like, when you exercise, you run. That mask is going to make you, like...
No.
You feel me? It's going to, like... No?
No.
I'm wearing a mask.
Because, like, when you wear a mask, like... Sometimes it's just, like... I don't know.
I'm going to be a mask fish.
Mask.
We all remember during Corona. I'm gonna be a mask fish.
I just would not want to wear a mask the rest of my life. Like,
to be honest, I'd rather wear a mask because I had no problem wearing masks when they were a thing. Like, it was not a big deal.
You got to think about it. Like, the rest of your life, in your house, anything you do, you sleep
everywhere
with a mask on. Like, that's crazy. I'm not doing that.
Oh yeah, sleep with a mask on is crazy.
What do you think, Natalia?
Live with a mask. Live with a mask. Why live with a mask?
I'm not trying to be sick for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'm gonna
always ask you follow-up questions. So you always gotta, you already gotta be on your toes, Natalia. I'm always gonna ask you follow-up questions. You feel me?
Yeah, Natalia, you're just not on the level.
Oh, my fault. Nah, you good. Talk.
Hold that mic.
Okay, we've been wearing a mask for like mad long now, since like pandemic and stuff.
All right, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I got one last question before we hit that
6:30 news, you feel me?
Alright. Would you rather come to Casco Clubhouse every day?
Alright.
Monday through Sunday. Or go back to the community center?
Ooh, I ain't never been to community center.
Monday through Sunday. I think that's a question for more like
people. I think that's more for a question for y'all.
Me. Wait, have you both been to the community center? Like, no? Oh, never mind. Bad question. I thought I forgot. Like, hasn't been around since like 2018. But all right, let me rephrase. Would you rather only be able to see out of one eye, or only be able to breathe out of one nostril?
Oh,
see through one eye. Breathing through one nostril is a pain.
Yeah, like.
Never been. I have to go through that whenever I got a stuffy nose. This is one nostril. Yeah, it's bad.
See with one eye.
See with one eye.
I'm choosing the stuffy nostril.
Okay, so Alana, what'd you pick?
The one eye, cause like the nose thing, just bad. It feels like you have a cold.
Okay. So Natalie, what about you?
See with one eye.
Why see with one eye? I'm gonna ask you every time. Be prepared.
Cause it's easier.
All right. To me personally, I'd rather breathe out of one nostril. Cause I love my vision. I got that 20/20 vision. I'm one of very few people in my grade who still have 20/20 vision.
So look, I can already see out of one eye. My left eye is garbage, so.
Might as well stay with it.
Kind of.
All right.
Right.
But what time is it?
As of right now, we got a minute until it hits 6:30. You feel me?
Right. So we going.
Oh, it's 6:30.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. All
right. So we gonna get right back with y'all after the 6:30 news.
And we gonna see y'all until then.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Mahoney reports at Politico that several candidates have filed to be on the ballot in June for the Democrats' primary election for governor. Incumbent Kathy Hochul, New York City public advocate Jemani Williams, and Long Island Representative Tom Sozzi filed more than enough signatures. Paul Nichols said earlier this week that he planned to file enough but did not have the evidence April 7th. And Vladimir Joseph and Agham Mohamed Salah submitted petitions but nowhere near the number of required signatures to get on the ballot. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo did not submit a petition. Republican Representative Lee Zeldin got his ballot spot with the party's endorsement at his party convention in March. Business person Harry Wilson and former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino both delivered more signatures than required. Former New York City first son Andrew Giuliani filed to run, though did not share signatures with the media on deadline day. Forest Hills resident Derek Gibson also submitted petitions. Election officials now need to verify those signatures. And you can read more about this story at Politico. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper about the push and pull of solar energy options locally at a Kinderhook town meeting. Some folks want more solar energy panels in many places to save the planet from the current climate change, and others don't want to lose their viewshed or more farmland. At the April 4th Kinderhook board meeting, there was talk both of the community solar program the board agreed to join in February, and from one resident about how the town's proposed solar law would gobble up too much farmland. A representative from Neighborhood Sun, one of the two companies approved by the county for a community solar program, spoke at the meeting explaining how community solar allows residential and commercial electrical customers to subscribe to an off-site solar project. To sign up for the program, there is a link on the WGXC Newsroom webpage. Kinderhook resident Karen Watt also spoke at the meeting. She said, and I quote, "When solar companies choose prime farmland and non-viable or retired agricultural locations, this creates concern," end quote. asking the board to, and I quote, carefully evaluate the location of these commercial facilities, end quote. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mid-Hudson News reports that Bard College has been studying Kingston's air quality, and it could be better. Bard Assistant Professor of Environmental and Urban Studies and Director of the Center for Environment, Science, and Humanities said Bard's air monitor was installed on the roof of the Andy Murphy Neighborhood Center on Broadway just before the COVID-19 pandemic began. He said, and I quote, there were observed reductions in air pollution during some parts of the COVID shutdown, but the reality is the cars are still going, and in a place like Kingston, we still needed to heat our homes with oil and gas heat, and we also have in Kingston a growing and concerning number of wood-burning establishments, both restaurants and in people's homes, end quote. In 2021, the American Lung Association gave Dutchess County's air quality a grade of D for high ozone days. High ozone days occur when pollution and weather create dangerously higher levels of ozone that can be harmful. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
And we're back. Yeah, hi. Oops. We are back. Are we good, though? We good? We good? Peeps, we all here? We all good? Everybody good? Everybody say hi. Next person. Hi. Next person.
Hello.
Okay. Next person.
Oh, no. Use that mic.
Wagwan.
Oh, my God.
Yes. In case you guys didn't know, Greg is a Jamaican. Anyways. Just so you guys could clear.
Yeah. I got to check. All right. So now we're in our second half. You feel me?
We have two games. We have two lies. No.
Two lies.
Two truths and one lie. Yeah. And never have I ever.
Never.
Which one y'all want to do first?
I'm going.
Never have I ever.
Damn. All right. Shahid, what you feeling?
Never have I ever, I guess, because majority vote.
Not gonna lie, I was trying to do the other one first. But
I don't even know what's happening.
All right, Greg, you know the rules, right? You heard us in here.
No cursing. No derogatory comments. Keep everything PG, especially since the littles are in the room. Thank you.
All
right. Okay.
So never have I ever. Never have I ever stolen something and got away with it.
Never.
I have.
Wait. Stolen something and got away with it?
Yes.
I have.
Natalia? She has.
Hold on. What I'm going to do so y'all can... Wait, where mic for? Who got mic for? Okay. So, y'all got mic for.
I have.
Got you.
I have.
All right.
I have.
All right.
I have never.
Really?
Nah, instead of things.
Bro, have you ever stolen anything?
Yeah. And gotten caught and gotten away with it.
I've never stolen anything.
What?
Okay. Nah.
I have not.
Okay. Lula, next one. Never have I ever taken something from my parent and got in trouble.
I have.
I plead the fifth.
Greg. I have.
Greg.
Never.
So what I think we're going to do on the smart thing is, look, Mike 4, well, the one with the blue card, y'all 4 could use, y'all feel me? And then Mike 3, Alana could use.
Yeah.
So that way, because Alana already talked quiet as it is, and the way the mic is, no, I'm not being rude, it's just the way the mic is, it's hard to hear you, feel me?
I know.
All right. Adriana. You got one? Wait, let Adriana get the... You gotta talk into the mic. They can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to like, be too loud.
Nah, you good. You good. I got it.
Okay, this one's actually Gregory.
Being Gregory, I hope it's appropriate, Gregory.
Yeah, it's a appropriate. I couldn't think of one. So it's Never Have I Ever Fallen in Love.
Ooh.
I have. And I was heartbroken after I fell out of love.
I have. Fell out of love.
I have not.
Honestly, not really. Greg, you never fell in love, Genki?
Barely.
Ooh.
Never.
Adrian. Alana, you?
Never. Yeah, no, never.
That makes sense.
Hold on. So you're telling me I'm the only one who has ever fell in love?
No.
Me and you?
Yeah, me and you. But we both got type got
yeah, rookies. No.
Yeah, we both type got heartbroken. I'm good now, but you feel me? Let's see. Ooh, Greg, you got any?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Never have I ever gotten beat.
Ooh.
I don't think we should answer that question. Child Service Protection might come for me.
Hold on.
Not that one.
Let me change that around. Never have I ever gotten beat for something I've done very bad, but not a bad beating.
No, Greg, we're not answering
that, bro.
That's just that's like
gotta do another federal. One, bro.
I think my company MHA might have to report that one.
Yeah, most deaf.
But I never have I ever gotten beaten in a athletic sport event.
I have. One time I was wrestling and he tried to slam me, right? So I moved out. I'm thinking,
we don't need your whole life story. We just want to know if you have.
I have.
Wait, what's the question? How you ask a question you don't know?
Have you ever gotten beat in an athletic sport?
Yes.
But Shahi, I don't want to ever hear you talking because Casco beat Hudson in basketball every year.
That's not. So, whoa. First off, you're tripping. Varsity is way better than Mod. I'm just saying that now. Mod has Varsity has basically won every time. Saying that right now.
Okay, so I got one. Yeah. I got a question. Yeah, so, never have I ever tried out for something, say like a sport, and got rejected.
I have.
Never in my life.
I have.
Never.
I have never.
I have.
Never.
You suck.
No. Wow, that's messed up.
Wait, what's more?
Never.
Natalia, you?
Never.
All right, Adrian. Alana, you? Alana, you?
Never.
Wait, what you have? What sport?
I have.
What sport?
I want to say.
What? No. Tell us.
It was my first year of basketball. I got rejected.
Damn. That's hard.
All right. Oh, my God.
Next question. Never have I ever cheated on a test and got caught by the teacher. I have, and I've never got caught cheating on a test.
Never got caught cheating on a test.
I never, but I've never even cheated on a test.
I'm too smart.
What?
I'm too smart.
I cheated, but you don't talk about. I never got caught.
Never got caught.
I have never cheated on a test. I'm smart like that.
I ain't cheating on the test.
You got a zero?
So, what we gonna do right now, let it chill out, you feel me? We gonna let this song play out. Freaky Deaky by Doja Cat. Feel me? So, we gonna get into this. We gonna catch you in a little bit.
Alone. thinking you gnarly. Yeah. I raise the stakes for you and bet all it. Well, put some respect on my name, I get you popped. Yeah. Don't need a girl around me, I got options. Yeah. Ain't no stopping the ball, she wanna take it off for me in a new Dior. Wanna touch it, wanna grab it, wanna lick it, wanna ride it. I get so infatuated and erotic. With you, take a shot, we intoxicated. Taste so sweet, like the rapper, baby. She never was a freak and she said you made me. Forever, forever, ever, juicy baby.
Light bulbs delivered in.
We're back. We're back. Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody. So, how y'all doing today?
Hello.
It's me.
No, that's crazy.
What?
DJ Ricky.
Ricky. Hi, DJ Ricky. It's your boy, DJ Sean Money. You feel me? You sound engineer. And we are back once again with our guest.
Alana.
And.
Adriana.
And.
Lucas.
Yeah. Yes.
Nobody else.
Okay, Natalia, I guess nobody else.
Well, no. Gregory's over there. He's just not paying attention.
Yeah, he don't care for us too much right now. I don't know. I think we made
Natalia
him
gone.
Natalia,
yeah, she left. She don't like us anymore.
She wasn't messing with us, I guess.
What? We have one last game.
Okay.
This game is two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie.
All right. So, I'm going to go first. And I feel like I'm gonna get y'all.
All right.
My first one. I went on vacation to Florida. Okay. Another one. I am 6'2". Another one. I was born at 11:12 a.m.
You.
Which one?
You.
Y'all can all guess.
So it's two truths and a lie. So one of them is a lie. And I'm going to say the lie is that you went on. No.
I'm going to say the one.
Can you stand up really quick?
The Florida one.
Can you stand up?
It's the Florida one.
Hold on.
Gangi is definitely 6'2".
I'm going to say that the lie is that you went to Florida.
Florida. Natalia's back. You want to answer it? Dang. Yo, chill. Calm down.
You good?
Relax.
So all of you are saying that the lie is that I went to Florida.
Actually, no. I think I'm going to change my answer. I think I'm going to say that it's that you're 6'2".
No. I'm going to still keep the Florida one.
Same.
Still keeping Florida.
The lie was that I am 6'2".
What? Yes!
What?
I got it, bro.
I thought you were 6'2".
Okay, so no, he told me in the beginning.
What are you?
Okay, yeah,
wow.
That he was 6'1".
Bro, okay, it's so off by one. I definitely chose that he was 6'2", was because of the fact that I knew he would have lied about that. Like, I knew he would have added, like, an extra inch to his weight. I feel like he definitely would have tried to add an extra inch.
Yeah.
Or something like that just
That's
to try to
crazy.
Trick us.
That's crazy. No, I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna change it last second and say that
I was mad, and say
that he was like born at like 11:59. I was gonna change it. If I wouldn't have changed it, it type would have been bad. I would have been tight, bro. So what we also got now is Gangsta Paradise.